Ladies and gentlemen, in the first place, I would like to say how glad I am to be able to speak to you today, and I wish to thank you sincerely for inviting me. Sound recording is a 20th century phenomenon. In former times, we learned how to clear up and document such phenomena methodically. Have we forgotten the latter message in our Western culture, continuously hunting technical renewal and economic challenges as we do? At the beginning of this century, we enjoyed many aspects in the field of recorded sound via barrels, metal discs, and cardboard books, which operated bells, barrel organs, and musical boxes. Then Edison and others came along, bringing acoustical and electric recording, resulting in rolls, 78s, long playing records, CDs, and so on. But what about the documentation of it all? More or less neglecting their cultural role, post-war record companies in general didn't record sufficient relevant data about release, pressing, or recording. The missing or sometimes misleading information on sleeves and records, the undated stencils and catalogs advertising their products, the juggling with record numbers and series, the opacity of the adventures of tapes and matrices, and yet no files were kept. Though most of the larger and surviving companies in some countries did meet the demands of legal requirements. Apparently, most record companies were neither capable of nor interested in organizing their long-playing record prefixes and numbers in the same fairly logical way as they had done with the 78s. Nor are, for many reasons, review periodicals of this period of adequate assistance now. Dear friends, why am I telling you all this, and who am I, anyway, daring to address you with such a critical message? My name is Jacob van Witteloostuin. Translated, it would be Jacob of Whiteless Garden. I live in Holland with my family in the famous Bulbfields area, a riot of color in spring. I am now 54 and have been collecting classical records for about 40 years, a hobby I have managed to combine with my work at the Free University Amsterdam. In 84, my wife Anke and I founded an antiquarian shop dealing solely with out-of-print classical LPs. Both now and in future, customers especially interested in this branch submit lists to our colleagues and us of their requirements, asking specific questions on data concerning pressing and repressing, and about the place and time of the first release. Someone may, for example, be studying various styles of performance and interpretation. How can they find reliable answers? And how can they find reliable answers among thousands of unlisted labels and millions of records showing incomplete or faulty information on their labels and record sleeves? I decided to start some research into this matter, aiming at publishing at a date in the not-too-distant future a reference book in English, which would list classical labels and LP series worldwide in chronological and geographical order, determined by the date and place of their successive releases. I wish to add, where necessary and possible, licensing and recording information, to include many full-color illustrations, and to give basic technical and audiophile information while avoiding both specific label evaluations and estimates of record values. Research methods approved by critics in this field should be explained. Aspects of reproduction in private homes were to be explained in the book, which was to be aimed at helping people faced with the practical problems of the maintenance and storage of their collections. The LP is like a red claret of good vintage. It should be stored and enjoyed with care. One should be conscious of humidity, temperature, and the like. Why should I write a book? As you can see, I am a fairly tall person. What you can't see is that one of my toes has acquired the shape of a stylus, moving coil. That feature now enables me to scan the grooves of street surfaces. Why not also those of LPs? Please don't object to the grooves in my face. These are due to the jet lag. But to be serious, the research phase is almost completed, and the first print of the index and the dummy of the book will be available today during the hours following my talk. That is the sleeve and that is the register. You can have a first glance. At home, the text of the book will be revised in the coming winter and will then be submitted to a team of critics. I will be grateful to know what you think of the whole exercise. Perhaps we can exchange views here or later by post or by fax message. Any additional information or advice must reach me before winter sets in. There are printed sheets available for your convenience, giving my full address. I have talked for long enough, I'm sure. Music, being an international language, is prized and understood everywhere. I expect this book to be the same, as the LP is a fascinating product of technical perfection and lasting cultural interest. Moreover, the genuine collector and expert dealer will collect not only records, but also friends, bringing everlasting life to the long-playing record. Thank you.
Thank you very much, and I do hope some people will accept your invitation to offer any assistance they can on your project. Okay, Seth and Brian, Gary. By the way, Mr. Van Witloosten,